The Gemara says we're talking about Bishamat Bedin. We're talking about when the father was still alive, they took him to Bezdin. And Bezdin already was Mechayiv the father to pay the money, to pay the Karen. So therefore it's considered like a Milvah Bishtar. So Gemara is the Kashi, Bishamat Bedin, if they went to Bezdin already, Safilu Chemish Nami Mishalim? So Pasha then it means that the Bezdin was Mechayiv the father to pay the money, so it should even be a Chiv to pay the Chemish also. How is it possible you only have a Chiv Karen, not a Chiv Chemish? Now, this is the way we have the Girsna Gemara. Now, really, it's a little of a kasha, because Lechura, if it was Amodah Bedin, so really, there's not going to be any answer that the father, if the father admitted, so therefore the father had the Chiv Chaimish, so really the son should have to pay the Chaimish also. Like the our Gemara answer is, the Gemara answer is, Amar Rafuna, brother of Yeshua, Lefi Shein Mishalnim Chaimish, Al Kfir Shibet Kakois. You don't have to pay Chaimish when you kafir only Shibet Kakois. Now the question, what does this mean? Like if the father admitted, so there was a chiyuv chaimish, it's not kfiras kakois, it's a real chiyuv to pay the chaimish. And if the case is talking about that the father, when he was alive, did not admit it, so what does it mean there was a modah bedin? What does the modah bedin mean if the father did not admit it, there's no chiyuv at all? So therefore Rashi says we're not gerush this part of the Gemara at all. But rather the gerush should just be that if there was karka left over, so the Gemara asked the question: is so ihochi chaimish nami mishalim? Why doesn't he have to pay chaimish? So Moriam Ravuna ihochi mom and gomeru chaimish mishalim. So Moriam said, "If he shein mishalim chaimish akfir shubik akoyis." That true. We're talking about the father left over karka, and since the father left over karka, that's why you have to pay back chaimish the keren. And now the question is that the son swore false. So why doesn't the son have to pay a chaimish for his shvua that he made? So the answer is, even though true, the son has to pay back the money because the father left over kakois, and this kakois is meshubid. Forget about Amad Bedin, even without an Amad Bedin. But this kark is meshubid. So why doesn't the son have to pay chaimish? He swore false about this chaimish. That's the Gemara's teretz. The fi shein mishalim chaimish akfir shibik kakois. When you swear on karka, there's no shvu on karka. Therefore, the shvu is not chal, because we hold ein nishvoyim ala kakois. So therefore, you don't have to pay the extra chaimish. Rav Amaravi says, "Hocha b'nai askinon." Over here, we're talking about kagoyin shahoisa diskiya shel oviv mufkedes biyad acherim. In other words, we're talking about that true the father made the gzela, and the father put the money in the diskiya in a bag, and he gave it to somebody else to hold on to it. So it's called diskiya shel oviv mufkedes biyad acherim. And now, when the father died, the son did not know about this. So as far as the sons thought, they really thought that the father did not make the gzela. So therefore the son swore that they, as far as they know, the father did not make the gzela. So therefore, Karen Mishalem Doisa. Later we find out that the money is around, that the diskiya is big of money of the stolen goods, somebody else was holding it for the father. So when the sons find out about it, that big of money, they have to return. Karen Mishalem Doisa. But Chaimish Le Mishalem. But the sons do not have to pay an extra Chaimish for their Shvua Sheker. Because when the sons made their Shvua, Bekushta Shtaba, they swore true. They did not know that the father made the gzela. So therefore, as far as they were concerned, they swore the truth. So there's such a shvua, even though lemaisi was a shvua sheker, but they didn't realize it. On such a shvua, you take a poto from paying the chaimish. All right, we'll stop here.
They were holding daf kufhei omer aleph on the two dots. Again, that it says the mishnah chutz mipoches. By a shava pruta be keren, that if there's left over less than a shava pruta on the keren, then you don't have a chiyuv to return it. But as long as there's at least a pruta left over, then you have to return it, you have to give it to the nigzal. The Amura Papa says, Loishonu, when do we learn this, that you don't have to return it? Loishonu elesheng zela kiyemis. When the chayfetz that you stole is not around, let's say you only stole a toothpick. So if the toothpick is not around, and now it's a question of paying for it, and it's worth less than a shava pruta, then you're potter from returning it. But if the toothpick is still around, then sarak lelech achrov, then you have to return it. Why? Chashinim, because we're afraid, shema tiyaker, maybe this toothpick will become worth more, maybe it'll become more valuable eventually, and it will be worth a shava pruta. Therefore you have to return it right now. But ikadiyari, some say not like that,
that Omer Rav Papa, Papa says, Loishino Gzela Kayemis, for Loishino Shein Gzela Kayemis. It does not make a difference whether the Gzela, the Chafetz that you stole, is still around, or whether it's not around. Still it applies the Aloch of the Mishnah, that Eino Tzorach Lelech Achrov, you do not have to return the Chafetz if it's not worth a Shavu Pruta. And Lishema Tiyaker Loichashinen, and the pshat is, we're not afraid that maybe later on this chayfetz will, the value will go up and it will become worth a shava pruta. We go after right now b'shas hagzela, or else right now b'shas tashava. It's not worth a shava pruta. Since right now it's not worth a shava pruta, you do not have a chiyuv to return it. There's no chiyuv hashava if the chayfetz is not worth a shava pruta. Now those were the cases in the Mishnah. Either with b'shas gzela, it was not worth a shava pruta, whereas even if what you stole at the beginning was worth, but if the nigzel was meichel you, and you only have to return part of it, and the part that you have to return is worth less than a shava pruta, in these cases there's no chiyuv hashava. You're potter from returning it, you do not have to give it back to go after the bailam. In both cases it applies the halacha of the Mishnah that you don't have to return it. Right, Omar Rob says like this. Gozal Sholosh Agudois Bisholosh Prutus. Let's say you made a gzela, you stole three bundles, and each bundle was worth a shava pruta. So together you stole three prutus. Heis Gozal Sholosh Agudois Bisholosh Prutus. For Huzlu now became worthless, the Omdu Al Shtayim. Now all three bundles together is only worth two prutus. Now, Im Hechsilo Shtayim. What's going to be if you return two bundles to the nigzal? So again, the gazlin stole three bundles. At the time when he stole it, it was worth three prutas. Now at the time when you're returning it, the three bundles together is only worth two prutas. And you return two bundles. So the one bundle you have left over is less than a shava pruta. So the shayla is, chayiv lahachzel lo yacheres. So Ravis says, yes, you still have to return the third bundle. Even though the third bundle right now is worth less than a shava pruta, but since at the time when you made the gzela, it was worth a shava pruta, therefore you have to return it. And v'tana tuna, I'll bring you a raya like this from a Mishnah. It says, halacha we had before, gozal chometz, the overall of a Pesach. If somebody made the gzela on chometz, before Pesach, and then Pesach went through the overall of a Pesach, oimaloi, harei shaloch lofonechom, that the gazlan has the right to tell the nigzel, here's the chometz I stole from you. Harei shaloch lofonecha. Now, taimo the isa beinai. Why can you say this? Because the chometz is still here. Holesa beinai, if the chometz would not be around right now, afagav da hashtalav mamayna, even though right now, like the chometz on Pesach is not worth a penny, but kivon demikara mamaynu, since at the beginning when you stole the chayfas, when you stole the chametz last week, it was worth money, v'yishalumei, you still have to return the value of it. In other words, even though right now, b'shas chazor, let's say on Pesach, the chametz gets lost. So since you stole chametz beforehand, you have a chiyuv to return. Even though right now when you're returning the money, the actual chayfas would have no value to it. So you see, we don't look at the value right now, but rather we look at the way you made the Maisa Gzela. So Ochinami here in Rava's case also. Afagav da hashta l'shava pruta, even though right now, after you return two bundles, now the third bundle right now is not worth a shava pruta, still, kivon dimikore have a shava pruta, but since at the time when you made the Gzela, when you stole these three bundles, each bundle was worth a shava pruta. So at the time of the gzela, the bundle was worth a shava pruta. Boy shlumi, therefore you have to return it. So we see we don't look at the way it is right now, but we look at the way it was the shas gzela. If the shas gzela was worth a shava pruta, you have a chiyuv to return it.
Yeah.
So Taisa speaks out that Avad was talking about, the question is if the bundle is still around right now. Because if the bundle is not here, so pshita, that's the klal, kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim k'shas ha-gzela. You have to pay back k'shas ha-gzela. Since so, at the time when the gzela was worth a sheva pruta, pshita, you have to pay back the sheva pruta. It's only a question if the bundle is still here right now, so you have to return this bundle or not. Since l'mais it's not worth a sheva pruta, maybe you'd be pota. And then he says, no, since Peshas HaGzela was worth a Sheva Pruta, you still have to return it. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rava, Rava asks a question like this, Gozal Shtei Agudais Bepruta, you stole two bundles, that together they were worth a Pruta. And later the Gazlan did Shuva, like at least halfway, and he returned one bundle. Mahu, so he still has to return the second bundle or not. Again, Bishas HaGzeler even, each bundle was only worth a Chafti Pruta. Together it was worth a Pruta. Now, he stole the Pruta, so at the Bishas HaGzeler, there's a Chiv to return these two bundles. Later he returned one bundle. So does he still have a Chiv to return the second bundle or not? Because the second bundle, even Bishas HaGzeler, was not worth a Sheva Pruta. So maybe now he doesn't have a Chiv to return the second bundle. Mahu. Mi Amrina Du, I say, Hashda Lek Gzela, right now there's no Gzela. Because what's left over is less than Sheva Pruta. So you don't have to return it. Oy Dilma, maybe, Holoi Hoda Gzela, Tehevi Gabei. Oy Dilma, Holoi Hodar, Gzela, Tehevi Gabei. Maybe no, maybe he didn't return the Gzela that he had. Like Lamais at the time when he stole it, there was a Chiyuv to return it. And he didn't return it yet. So maybe he still has a Chiyuv to return the second bundle. That was a Shiloh. Hoda Poshta, then he answered back and he said, Gezela Einkan, Hashav Einkan. That's true, you don't have a Gezela, but still you don't have Hashav either. And you have to have the mitzvah Hashav, so Khuri, you still have to return the second bundle. The Gemara is though, E Gezela Einkan, Hashav Yeshkan. Like if there's no Gezela, so then you don't need Hashav either. What do you mean to say Hashav Yeshkan? Like you don't need Hashav then. Like if you're telling me now there's no Gezela anymore, because the Gezela always is Hashav Pruta. Now what you have left over is only one bundle, that the one bundle by itself is not worth a Sheva Pruta. Said so, why should you have to return it? So Gemara says, Hochi Komar. This is what Rava meant to say. Afal pi shegzela. Einkan, even though true, this one bundle that you still have right now, by itself it's not called a gzela, because by itself it's only worth a Sheva Pruta. But I'll tell you, mitzvah hashav einkan. But still, you did not be mekayim your mitzvah hashava. You have a mitzvah hashava sagzela. Because lamait, at the time when you stole it, it was worth a sheva fruta. At the time when you stole this, you stole two bundles, and together the two bundles is worth a sheva fruta. So at the time of the gzela, it's chala mitzvah essay for you to return these two bundles. That's your mitzvah hashava. So even though later you return one bundle, and the second bundle by itself is not called like a gzela, because it's only a chati pruta, but since it was already chal upon you at the beginning, a chiv to return these two bundles, that's the mitzvah, to return both of them. And that's the halacha, you have to return the second bundle. You can't get away just returning one bundle, you have to return the second bundle also. The Yom HaRav, Rava says like this, Harei Omru, it was said like this, that Nozir Shegilach, a Nozir we know after the 30 days, he has the mitzvah to take a haircut. He has to shave off all his hair. What about for Shaya Shtei Cyrus? La Yosef Leklum. If he took the best haircut in the world, but he left over two hairs, he wasn't the kind of mitzvah. You have to take off all the hair. One is alright, but once you left over two hairs, you're not the kind of mitzvah. Boy Rav Rav, they have to shout like this. Gilach Achas, he took a haircut and took off all the hair, but he left over the last two hairs. Now these last two hairs, Gilach Achas, one of them Itaka took the scissors and cut it off, the Noshrachas, and the second one, he just, not with the glue, not with cutting, he used some, he Noshra, he pulled it out the second year Maho. What's the locha? Is that called that he took a Giluach or not? So Omalei, he entered back right away, Omalei Ravachim Edifla Ravina. Like, of course he's Yaitz, of course it's good. Nozer Shegiluach Achas Achas Komiboilei, Larova. Like, what was your question? If a nozer takes the haircut one hair at a time, if it's good or not, like, of course it's good. So here, first he took a haircut, and he only left over two hairs. Then these last two hairs, the first hair he cut off. So when he cut off that hair, now he's Makai and Mrs. Galuach. All he has left over is just one hair. I don't care what he does with that hair. Let him curl it. Let him put him a curler. Whatever he does with it, though, he was already in the kind of mitzvah. So what's your question? Because the like next to the last hair, the second to the last hair, he cut by itself. So what's wrong with that? If a nozzle would take a haircut, each hair cut off by itself separately, it'd also be in the kind of mitzvah. So of course he's Yaitzah. What's the question? Omalei, he said back to him, this is my question. Omalei, Leitzericha, you know what my question was? kagoin shenoshar achas mehen begilas achas. Here is a good question. He took the haircut and he left over the last two hairs. Now the last two hairs, the first one of them he pulled out. And then the second one he made a gluach, he cut it. Is the yotz of the mitzvah now or not? Lamaisa, he made a gluach on all the hairs, just one hair he pulled out, just one hair was noshra. So maybe it's yotz of the mitzvah. Or else no. Because Lamaisa, the gluach, the first gluach, left over two hairs, that's not called the mitzvah gluach. So you have a mitzvah gluach on these last two hairs. Now that you were noshra, so you don't have the mitzvah, maybe you don't have the mitzvah. We say, right now he doesn't have any sayer. So the Lamaisa is Yotze the mitzvah. He has no hair left. All the hair is taken off. The last two, one was pulled down, one was cut off, but he has nothing left. So maybe he's Mekayim the mitzvah. Maybe it's not called the Geluach though. No, it's not Yotze the mitzvah. He didn't make a Geluach here. The Mikoro, the first type of the haircut he made, Hoshaya Shtei Cyrus. He left over two hairs. So that was not called the good Geluach. Now at the end, when he comes back to it, he doesn't have two Cyrus left over. He first pulled out one. Therefore, since he pulled out one, when he comes to make a Geluach, there's not a shear of a Geluach, like Rashi says. Mashma, shear of a haircut is you have to cut off at least two hairs. Or there has to at least be two hairs there to cut off. If you don't have two hairs to cut off, if you only have one hair to cut off, so that one here is not called the Geluach. So in such a case, he won't be Yotze the mitzvah then. That was the question. Hoda question, then he answered back, Sayer Enkan, Geluach Enkan. Since he doesn't have two hairs left at the end, when he's doing his last Geluach, so he's not Yotze the mitzvah's Geluach. Sayer Enkan, Geluach Enkan. So Gemara asks why. He's Sayer Enkan, if there's no hair then the opposite. Geluach Yeshkan. If there's no hair, so then it should be, you do have the Geluach, you do have the haircut. This is what he meant to say. Even though he has no hair left on his head, but you should know, mitzvah giluach enkan. But akoponim, he did not do the mitzvah giluach. Because the first haircut that he took, he still left over two hairs. So that's not called the giluach. Now when he comes to take care of the last two hairs, if he would have cut it the first one, it would be good. But he didn't cut it, he was noshri, he pulled it out. Or with a psalm, he took it off. What's that? So when he comes to make the last geluach, one hair by itself is not called the geluach. So therefore he does not have the mitzvah geluach, he's not just the mitzvah. He'll have to wait till all his hair grows back again, and then take another haircut. The Yomar Rabba says like this. Herba Yomru was said like this. Chovyes shenikva, we have a barrel, shenikva that has a nekif. A barrel that has a hole in it. This sasmua, and then you made a steamer, you plugged up the hole. The sediments of the wine are clogged up the hole. So hitilu shno is called good clogged up now, it's called a closed barrel. And there it's matzu mishum tuma. So makloik is exactly Russian place is what type of tum, what type of mechit we're talking about here. The kids say there's a mace there. We want to know is this called an oil that stops the tumor from going up. So like this, there'll be a hole in the barrel, the tumor will go through it. Now that you don't have a hole in the barrel, the tumor does not go through, it's matzu. Boy, Rabbi has a question like this. Agav chetzi maho. Let's say you had a nekev, you had a hole there in the barrel, and now you only clog up half of the hole. Agav means loshen of a magufa, you put a cover on half of the hole, that's all. Half is still a hole, and half is clogged up now. Maho, is that good or not? So Rashi learns, agav loshen magufa, agav chetzi. Means, hoyeba tachteh siya nekev latomei. First, it was a shear of a neck of there to make the tumma go through the kli, and a kli makabel tumma ain't a chaytzitz mafnei a tumma. The yagav betit chetzi. Now you clogged up half of it with it. Now, do we see amrina and hashtu mi yoleke shear nekev? Right now, there's no shear of a nekev, so the tumma can't go through. I dilma loisosim shear stima. Maybe you didn't make a good stima though, since you only covered up half of the hole, not the whole hole. We look as if the hole is still there, and if you have the whole hole there, that's enough of a shear that tumah could go through. This is the way Tosfos learns. That the shaila is if this nekev is big enough for the tumah to go through. The way Tosfos learns, I'm talking about if you have a kli in a room that there's a mace there. If you have a mace in the room, so any kalim in the room becomes tumah. Blachid, but the loch of tumid of seal. Of that mokefet tumid psil, that the thing is clogged up, if the kli cheris is sealed up, closed tight all over, then the tumah doesn't go in. But if he has a nekif in the barrel that the tumah could go in, then the tumah goes through the nekif. There the question, and there's a size how big the nekif has to be. There the question is, first the nekif was big enough for the tumah to go through. And now you assassin half of it. So the question is half of the steamer called a good steamer, a good plug there? Is it called a good plug or not? Still called like the nekif is there, the tumah goes through or not? That was his question. Isn't this the Mishnah? What's your question? It's a Pharisee Mishnah. This now we learned like this. Chav yishenikva, you have a barrel that had a hole in it. And the sediments of the wine clogged it up. Hetilu, it's matzil. Pokekav is zmorah. Let's say you clogged it up with the zmorah, with the leaves of the vine, with the vine. Adshe yimrach, until you smooth it out there. That's good. What about Hoyu Boshtayim? Let's say you had two Zumaris is there, so you had two stalks there, two vines there. Achiyimrach ben Asdodim. You also have to smear it in good in between the two vines. Uvein Zumaru lechaverto. And you have to smear it good, you have to close it up very good. So the kids, what do we see here? Taima demarach. Only because you smeared it up very good all over. Not just time you put the leaves there, the branches there, but in between the branches also you put tit like cement. You made a very good steamer, that's good. Holay morach, but mashmi if you did not put the cement like the tit in between it, loy, it's not called a good steamer. The question is amai, why not? True, there's some space there, but for tehevi ki agav chatsia, let it be like you did half. Let it be like you clogged up half the hole. If you're telling me now when you clog up half of the nekev, that's enough. There also, when you put this murus, the branches there, even though it's not airtight, but still, let it be like at least half was clogged up. So Murus says, no, Amri, I'll tell you, what does one have to do with the other? There's no proof in that Mishnah. Hossam over there, that Mishnah's talking about, Eloi Morach, if you don't put the cement and the glue in between the branches, Loikoi, it won't stay at all, or fall out. So that's not cool to steam at all. It's not enough to put things in there, but if they'll fall right out, that's not called a good steamer. That's where there you have to smear it down very good. But agav, here we're talking about that you're putting a cover on half of the barrel. Chetzi b'midi dekoi koi. We're talking about you are clogging up half of the barrel with something that will stay there. So you could have a barrel halfway closed up. So maybe here the steamer is called a good steamer. See if we have no proof. See if he's not pushing. He's not pushing the shalom from the Mishnah. He's not pushing the shalom. You clog up half of the hole, is that called a good steamer or not? He doesn't have a proof. So Yamar Rav, Rav says like this. The Yamar Rav, Harei Omru was said, Gozal Chometz, the overall of a Pesach. If somebody stole Chometz, and then it passed by Pesach, is Oymaloi, the Gazan has a right to say back to the Nigzai, you know, Harei Shalach Lufanecho, here's the Chometz, I have a right to give back the Chometz. Even though it's not worth anything right now, it's also Bahano, but since this is the same chepitz that you stole, you have a right to return it. Boy, Rav has a question like this.